نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. I'm sitting here in front of you through one nisbat, and that is the nisbat of my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah. 9 बजने में 10 मिनट बाकी है, इंशाल्लाह 9:15 तक ख़त्म हो जाएगा. इसलिए कह रहा हूँ कि आपकी इत्मीनान हो, मुझे भी इत्मीनान. लंबी चौड़ी बात है, एक बात कहनी है. मज़मून तो बहुत लंबा है, लेकिन वक्त के अंदर जो बात हो सके मैं कह दूँ. हमारे हजरत फरमाते थे कि थोड़ा सुनो और हजम करो. लंबी चौड़ी बात से क्या होता है. एक बुजुर्ग थे, उन्होंने ख्वाब देखा. ही सॉ ए ड्रीम. व्हाट डिड ही सी? इन द ड्रीम ही मेट शैतान. शैतान से मुलाकात हुई. शैतान के पास एक अटैची थी. उन्होंने पूछा शैतान से कि क्या है बैग में, बैग में क्या है. तो शैतान से कि आई एम सेलिंग थ्री थिंग्स, मैं थ्री थिंग्स, तीन चीज़ में बेच रहा हूँ. ताजिर को झूठ, मैं ताजिर को झूठ बेचता हूँ. कारी को तकब्बुर और उलमा को हसद. ये तीन चीज़ें मैं बेचता हूँ. आई एम सेलिंग थ्री थिंग्स. आई एम सेलिंग लाइज टू द बिजनेसमैन, तकब्बुर प्राइड टू द कारीज, एंड हसद जेलसी टू द उलमा. थोड़ा सा जहन चलाने से आपको मालूम होगा आपकी ज़िंदगी में ये किस तरह चलता है. हकीकत है. खैर, मसला है, मसला है सर. इफ़ यू आर सेलिंग एनीथिंग दैट इज़ डिफेक्टिव, यू हैव गॉट टू शो इट टू द कस्टमर. Don't sell it as a perfect item. And enough waqiyas of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, I will not go into it. How particular he was. कि अगर कोई चीज़ बेचनी हो तो पहले से बता देते थे कि इसमें कुछ नक़्स है, जिसम आई मीन दिस. बट वी फाइंड दैट मोस्ट ऑफ द बिजनेसमैन छुपाते हैं ताकि पूरी कीमत मिले. तो बाई डूइंग दिस व्हाट वी आर एक्चुअली डूइंग इज मिक्सिंग हराम वेल्थ विद अवर हलाल वेल्थ. अब इसका असर नमाज में, दुआ में नहीं पड़ेगा तो क्या और क्या होगा. बाई ईटिंग हराम वही हदीस कि 40 दिन तक दुआ कबूल होती नहीं, नमाज कबूल होती नहीं. But that was one example. Ke shaitan says he's selling lies to the businessman. Next one is qaris. Ke I'm selling takabbur to the qaris. I've got some personal waqiyas, but I will not talk about that. In 1981, I went for Hajj. At that time, Shaykh Huzaifi was the Imam in Makkah Muazzama, not Medina Munawwara, Makkah Muazzama. Along with him, there's another Imam. I don't know his name, but he read so beautifully. Sabki pasand alag alag. I say he reads beautifully. Some may not like his reading. So I liked his reading. The next year, when I went for Hajj again, he was not over there. So I found out, wo kahan hai. why is he not reading? So I was told by some persons कि दूसरे इमामों ने उन पर इतना जादू का असर करके उनकी सेहत खराब कर दी. So he was now unable to read. तकबर की वजह से एक दूसरे पर ये असर पड़ता है और हसद अल्लाह की पनाह. शैतान says, I'm selling hasad to the ulama-e kiram. जिन तबके में अल्लाह ताला का खौफ होना चाहिए था सबसे ज्यादा, उन्हीं के अंदर ये सबसे ज्यादा ये बीमारी है. That group in which they should have been the most fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khashiyah, in that group you find your the most of hasad. You find our children. It's something so natural. Okay, you have children in the house, one's got a toy, another got a toy. This one child picks up the toy of the other child, see what happens. एक बच्चा दूसरे बच्चे का जो खिलौना उठाता है तो क्या होता है, शोर मचाता है, नो हसद करता है, नो दिस इज माइन, दिस इज माइन. तो शुरू ही से तो हमारे अंदर है ही. बच्चे तो बच्चे, आवाम तो आवाम, उलमा तो उलमा. मैं खुलफा की बात कर रहा हूँ. एक मिसाल, एक वाक़ मेरे सामने का है, मैं आपको बताता हूँ. वो दो बुज़ुर्ग अल्लाह यहाँ के दुनिया से चल गए, अल्लाह ताला उनकी मगफिरत फरमाए. बट आई गॉट टू नो टू बुज़ुर्ग हैड ताल्लुक विद प्रोमिनेंट मशायख. व्हाट वाज देयर पर्पस? टू कम एंड मेक इस्लाह ऑफ द पीपल. But through the waqiyah, you'll know how much muhtaj they themselves were of islah. Dusron ki kya islah karte hain? Aisi bimari hai, such a bimari, such an illness. You know, dogs in a certain area, what they do, even cats too, they mark their territory. Wo peshab se apne ilaqa mark kar lete hain. दूसरे कुत्ते को यहाँ आने की हिम्मत नहीं होती. इन द सेम वे दिस डॉग विल नॉट गो इन दैट एरिया. दे मार्क द एरिया विद देयर पेशाब्स. दीज टू बुजुर्ग हैड वॉर्न वन अनदर कि ये मेरा इलाका है, ये मेरा, आप इसमें कदम न रखें. बोथ बुजुर्ग दे आर देयर फॉर इस्लाह ऑफ द पीपल एंड व्हाट दे से, this is my territory, this is your territory, you don't come into my territory. I got to know about this. This was some time about 15 years ago. I got to know about this. That was, it happened in South Africa. Both the Buzruks came from somewhere else. I won't mention names. So the one person I had, some Baitakal Nufubi, I went up to him. I said, ye kya ho raha hai? What is this? What is happening? Sharam ki baat hai. These people are behaving like this. Even your muridins don't want to see the face of one another. This group doesn't want to see the face of this, and this group doesn't want to see the face of this. Leave alone. That salam tak khatam. Na ek dusre ko salam karte hain. Itni hasad. और ताल्लुक जोड़ रहे हैं इस्लाह के लिए, और इस्लाह की जड़ यहाँ से कट रही है. तो काहे की इस्लाह होगी? आई स्पोक टू दैट वन बुजुर्ग. मुझे शर्म आती है कि आप हसद, इज क्वाइट एल्डर टू मी, बट आई रेक्ड अप सम करेज एंड स्पोक टू हिम कि आप हसद ये कर रहे हैं. तो ही वाज, he realized his fault. I saw he was upset that somebody at least got to know about this. But he was upset. But he said, okay, leave it to me. The next day he went to the other sheikh. And he said, whatever happened, he forced him to come to his majlis with all his muridins. They came, they sat for his majlis, all his muridins came. So, bazaahir to kuch kuch mamla sahi ho gaya tha. Andar ki to halat hame khabar nahi, but no of the inside. What I'm trying to say, ki awam to awam, bachche to bachche, ulama to ulama, ye jo tabqa hai islah ke liye khade hue, unke unme bhi ye bimari hai. My Hazrat used to say in his majlis very often, ki are bacho bacho, hasidin se bacho, children save yourself from the hasidin. And one of the du'as that he would make very often when people used to come to ask for du'as, ki Allah Ta'ala kuffar aur mushrikeen ki shararato aur zalimon ki zulm se aur hasidin ki hasad se mehfooz
rakho.
What a beautiful dua, mukhtasar. Ki Allah Ta'ala save us from the kuffar and the mushrikeen, from the zulm of the zalimin and from the hasad of the hasidin. Zulm karne wale to musalman bhi hote hain, ghair musalman bhi hote hain, hasidin bhi bahut hote hain. Amongst the Hasidins, you'll find elders, neighbors, ek dusre ko dekhna nahi chahte. Could be Muslims, gair Muslims. They don't want to see one another, the neighbors. There are two stages in hasad. One is when a person makes hasad. Initial stage to baat dil hi dil mein rehti hai. Nobody knows about it. He's got hasad in his heart. If he's got hasad against you, you won't even know that he's got hasad. When he meets you, he makes salam, musafa, 32 daant dikha dete hai. All his 32 teeth will come out with a smile. Andar kya hai, we don't know. But he's got hasad inside. But rehte rehte wo jalta jalta jalta, he cannot contain himself, he can't keep it up in himself. Then what happens? He now expresses himself through his lips, through his hands, through his actions. He tries to harm you some way or the other. He might come and park his car right in front of your driveway, if you've got a driveway. He might come and put his kachra in front of you instead of in front of his yard. This way he knows small, small things. Allah Ta'ala has given us treatment for this. Ki Allah Ta'ala ki panah maango kis tarah? Wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. From the beginning we say, Allah Ta'ala, I seek your protection. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. I seek your protection, Ya Allah, from the hasad, from the sharr of the hasidin. So at this time, we don't even know who's the hasid, but just make dua. Idha hasad, jabu hasad kare. Jabu hasad kare dam hai, tab pata chal jata hai ki ab hasad kar rahe hain. When it now comes into actions or in zuban. So, Allah Ta'ala has given us a prescription to save ourselves from the hasad of the hasid. That is why our Buzurgani Deen have mentioned ki har namaz ke baad mu'awwidhatain padha karo teen martaba. Read this qul 3 times after each namaz and certainly before going to bed. And when you do this, of course you read the 4 quls before going to bed, blow on the children too. Bachcho par bhi dam kar do taaki wo bhi hasad se mehfooz rahe until such time they learn to read the surahs themselves. What is the root of hasad? The jar hasad ki jar kya hai? Takabbur. In other words, your heart is not clean. Dil mein kharabi hai. You cannot see the other person good. Okay, what is the definition of hasan? Hasan is this, ke when you see some good, dusro ki ni'mat par jalna aur tamanna karna, ke isse ye ni'mat aur khushhali dur ho jaye aur mujhe mil jaye. Yeah, hasan. When you see somebody in a good state, he's got a good home, he's got a good position, good car, he's got beautiful children, he reads very well, whatever the case may be. So, you cannot tolerate it. You wish that it must be lost to him and it must come to me. This is hasad. Usse ye ni'mat dur ho jaye aur mujhe mil jaye. In other words, this person is burning when he looks at the other person's ni'mat. In effect, what is he doing? In effect now, dekho, whatever we have, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala kisi ko ameer banaya hai, kisi ko ghareeb banaya hai, and that is, there is a reason, there is a hikmat, we cannot question that. Hame apne haal par rehkar qinaat ke saath rehna hai. We must stay with satisfaction, with shukr. In his hikmat, Allah knows why he has given this to us, why he has not given this to us. So when we have this jalan, this burning desire, burning fire in our hearts, looking at the other person's ni'mat, what we are saying indirectly, ki Allah Ta'ala should have made mashwara with me, why he gave it to him. He should have made mashwara with me first, consulted me. He should have given me this first, not him. Dekha? Allah Ta'ala ke saath badgumani jab aisi hoti, to phir akhirat ka kya thikana? So this is, in brief, the definition of hasad. There's another word that Buzrugan-e Deen use, and that is rashk. Similar to hasad. Say, suppose you are here and you see somebody with a great ni'mat. He's driving a beautiful car today. एक तो है हसद कि वो नियामत उससे छिन कर मेरे पास आ जाए. That should be lost to him and that should come to me burn. That is hasad. But rashk is this, कि वो नियामत उनके पास भी बाकी रहे और अल्लाह ताला से दुआ करे कि मुझे भी मिल जाए. This is rashk and this is jais. In this there is no guna, but this is dunya. We're not talking of dunya. In the hadith sharif it is mentioned कि दो आदमियों पर रश्क करना जायज है. On two persons it is permissible to make rashk. एक वो जिसको अल्लाह ने कुरान दिया हो और वो रातों को भी इसकी तिलावत करता हो और इस पर अमल करता हो, और दूसरा वो शख्स जिसे अल्लाह ने माल दिया हो और वो दिन रात अल्लाह के राह में खर्च करता हो. दैट पर्सन, it is according to the hadith, it is permissible to make a rashk on that person who has the ability to read the Quran Sharif very well and he makes amal on it day and night. So you make dua, ke Allah Ta'ala, give me the tawfiq to do this as well. This is permissible. In the same way, if he's got wealth and he's making lots of khairat, etc., so you make dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, grant me that as well. That is rashk. Now, time is coming on. There's two ahadith here. I'll quickly read them out. I can find it. I had a small notebook and I Lost it somewhere. Okay, there we are. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with his Sahaba al-Kiram, and he said to them, "Ke tumhare darmiyan ek jannati shakhs aane wala hai. Very soon, a person who's a jannati is going to come to us just now." And a short while later, an Ansari Sahabi came, and he said. Second day, the same thing happened. Rasulullah said the same thing, and the same Sahabi came. Third day, the same Sahabi came again, the same way. In this majlis was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala. Here I must find out what is this person's particular amal that Rasulullah is giving such glad tidings. So he went to him and said, "I have some difficulty at home." Telling not the truth, but he's making an excuse. "I have some difficulty at home because of which I have left my home. I wish to come and stay with you for 3 days." His purpose was to stay with this person for 3 days and see what is going on. That Rasulullah is giving him such bashar. He stayed with him. He found that all he was doing was his 5 times namaz. To get up early morning, read tahajjud in some zikr, nothing else. So on the third day, he gets up and he says to him, "Look, but I told you it was not correct. I only told you this, that I want to come and stay with you because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned this regarding you. Ek shakhs aane wala hai jo jannati hai." This saying this, he went away. In other words, he was not impressed that there was anything excess over here. Koi khas baat thi nahi. As he was going away, he called him. This Ansari Sahabi called him. He says, "What you have seen me doing over here is all that I do. I don't do anything much. Only one thing extra. Ke I don't have any kina. I don't have any hasad regarding anybody in my heart. البتہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے آپ کے متعلق جتنی ہونے کی بشارت جنتی ہونے کی بشارت ارشاد فرمائی ہے میں نے چاہا کہ آپ کا عمل معلوم کر لوں تو میرا عمل تو وہی ہے جو تو نے دیکھے ہیں البتہ ایک بات یہ ہے کہ میرے دل میں کسی مسلمان کے بارے میں کھوٹ نہیں ہے کسی مسلمان کے بارے میں حسد نہیں ہے کسی کو اللہ تعالیٰ نے کوئی نعمت عطا فرما رکھی ہو تو میں اس پر حسد نہیں کرتا Just correction of the heart in this one aspect, we can have yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki hamara bhi raasta seedha ho jayega jannat ke liye. How beautiful, so easy. Ad-deenu yusrun, deen is very easy. We make it difficult for us. In another hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, ki Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once addressed, told him, ki mere aziz, my dear son, he stayed with him for 10 years. I won't go into that. He says, he told him in such soft tone, ki agar tumse ye ho sake, to zarur kar lena, ki tumhari subah sham is hal mein ho, ki tumhari dil mein kisi ki taraf se koi kina na ho. If possible, you must spend your morning and evening in such a state that there must be no hasad, no enmity in your heart towards any other person. And further he says, ye meri sunnat hai, aur jisne meri sunnat mere tariqe ko zinda kiya, usne mujhse muhabbat ki, aur jo mujhse muhabbat rakhe, wo jannat mein mere saath hoga. So simple, but we make things difficult. We must be able to recognize this. You know, very common, I don't know about you, hamare yahan to bahut hota hai. A person brings out a new car. It happened to me too. Within 1 week, I had a new car parked outside the masjid. Within 1 week, you find some people scratching it. Yeah, you heard that? Oh, he says he's talking. They come with a nail and scratch, a big scratch across the car. What's the reason? Hasad? Khair? I always tell my people,
yeah.
That was in your tabdeer, you have to accept it. You can't find that nobody ever is going to own up. There is no point getting angry and creating any jagra. Ghanimat, your car is still moving. You haven't even created any more harm than this. So this way, if we try to control ourselves, inshallah ta'ala, afiyat hi afiyat se hi zindagi guzregi. Allah ta'ala hum sabko jo suna hai, jo kahi suni baat par waqt par yaad rakhne ki aur amal karne ki taufeeq ata nawazte rahe, iman mein mazbooti ata farmate rahe, amal mein istiqamat, aakhir dam tak iman baqi rakhe, maut ki puri puri taiyari karte rehne ki taufeeq bakhshe,
ameen.
اور ہمیں بلا سوال جواب بخشے اللهم انا نعوذ بك من الشك في الحق بعد اليقين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين.